Surah Al-Isra, verses 71 to 77.
And it is referred to here as Imam. Your book of deeds is referred because the fate of each human will be governed and determined by the document. The document would be released and it would appear in the right and left hands of people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says everyone will be summoned with their deeds. Why is it called an imam here? Because as a person follows the imam, whatever is written in that, accordingly the fate of the human being will follow. So people will receive their book of deeds in the right or left hands. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Then those who are given their records in their right hands, and they are the people of Iman, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُمْ. They will read their records with delight and excitement. They will be excited to read it. And it's mentioned elsewhere in the Quran. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. And they shall not be wronged in the least. Rewards will be given to them beyond what they have imagined. No sin will be erroneously recorded against them, and they will enter Jannah sooner or later. All those who receive the book of deeds in their right hand means they are going to Jannah sooner or later. وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى. But whoever had been blind in this world, not physical sight, they had been blind, their hearts were blind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever had been blind in this world and unable to see the straight path, فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى. They will be blind in the hereafter too, and unable to arrive at the destination of salvation, which is Jannah. وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. And they will be even more astray from the path. This because those who are astray in this world have opportunities to revert to the straight path. As for those who realize that they are on the wrong course on the day of judgment, they will have no opportunity to revert and change course. They are the ones whose document of deeds will fall into their left hands. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect our iman. The next passage, which is ayah 73 to 77, depicts the enmity of the kuffar, the polytheists of Makkah, towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the harm they wish to cause to him from a religious perspective, from a dini perspective, and from a dunya perspective. This surah has already described their opposition to his prophethood in various ways, rejecting the Quran, labeling him as someone who is bewitched, suggesting that prophethood should have been bestowed on someone with this in prominence. Now ayah 73 either makes reference to the occasion when the Quraysh of Makkah informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They said, we have an idea for you, a suggestion, that if he dismissed the poor and destitute Muslims as well as the lower class from his company, they were willing to follow him. That, or it could refer to the occasion when the polytheists of Thaqif, that is a tribe from Taif, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to give them 1 year's respite so that they could remain on idol worship whereafter they would embrace Islam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah 73, look at how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to that. وَإِن كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ. لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ, the word fitna, as you can see, is written in there. وَإِن كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. And these disbelievers, by their cunning and powerful plotting, certainly sought to entice you away from what we have revealed to you. وَإِن كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. So dismissing the poor and ordinary Muslims, or conceding to the worship of idols for a year, either way, whichever was the reason for the revelation of this ayah, both are in conflict with what Allah has revealed. And they suggested this, لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرًا, hoping that you might act in contravention of what has been revealed to you, and by doing so, your actions would have been attributed to us incorrectly. Because he represents Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا لَتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا. Then they would have accepted you as an intimate friend. وَلَوْلَا أَن ثَبَّتْنَاكَ. And they were so persuasive that had we not kept you firm by granting you infallibility, as all prophets are granted, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كِتَّ تَرْكَنُ إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. Then you could have inclined to them a little. إِذًا لَأَذَقْنَاكَ. Then had you inclined to them, أَذَقْنَاكَ ضِعْفَ الْحَيَاةِ وَضِعْفَ الْمَمَاتِ. We would have inflicted a doubled punishment on you in this life and a doubled punishment after death. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ عَلَيْنَا نَصِيرًا. Then you would have found no one to help you against us. However, since you are infallible and protected by Allah, you did not even incline a little to them, and you were spared from what has been mentioned here. The harsh tone is meant to inform those disbelievers that there is no possibility that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam could or would compromise or negotiate with them on their terms. Ayah 76 either makes reference to the meeting of the Quraysh wherein they suggested banishing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah, so from a dini, from a worldly perspective also, they wanted to harm him. Or another incident involving the Jews, either way, the next ayah relates to that. Ayah number 76. وَإِن كَادُوا لَيَسْتَفِزُّونَكَ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. And they certainly came close to unsettling you, either forcefully from Makkah Mukarramah or deceptively from Medina Munawwara. لِيُخْرِجُوكَ مِنْهَا, so that they might expel you from the land. وَإِذَا لَا يَلْبَثُونَ خِلَافَكَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. In that case, they themselves would not have remained for a very long time after you. Ayah 77, سُنَّةَ مَنْ قَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنْ رُسُلِنَا. Because such was our sunnah, established procedure with the messengers that preceded you and the people who displaced them from their land. When they expelled their messengers, they themselves did not survive long thereafter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجِدُ لِسُنَّتِنَا تَحْوِيلًا. And you will find no change from our established rule and established cause of action. So this is the basic meaning of this ruku. Let us recite it.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم ندعو كل أناس بإمامهم فمن أوتي كتابه بيمينه فأولئك يقرؤون كتابهم ولا يظلمون فتيلا. ومن كان في هذه أعمى فهو في الآخرة أعمى وأضل سبيلا. وإن كادوا ليفتنونك عن الذي أوحينا إليك لتفتري علينا غيره وإذا لاتخذوك خليلا. ولولا أن ثبتناك لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا. إذا لأذقناك ضعف الحياة وضعف الممات ثم لا تجد لك علينا نصيرا. وإن كادوا ليستفزونك من الأرض ليخرجوك منها وإذا لا يلبثون خلافك إلا قليلا. سنة من قد أرسلنا قبلك من رسلنا ولا تجد لسنتنا تحويلا.
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك.